Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, folks, it's Veterans Day, and I want to begin by thanking those of you who have served in the military or who are serving in the military now. Actually, we found that there are a bunch of people who listen to this broadcast on their phones in places like Afghanistan, and it kind of makes me think that it may not be all Afghanis. It may be some of our military friends, and I just want to thank you folks for listening. So again, a happy Veterans Day to you. We appreciate your service to our country and helping keep us free. God is pleased with those who do their work as unto him, and what you are doing is an honorable thing. So I want to thank you and know that we pray for God to bless you and keep you and bless your families back home. There are folks who actually believe if you're a Christian, you need to be a pacifist. And I don't want to slam anybody. I don't want to criticize other people. That's not the purpose of this broadcast today. I do want on this day to express gratitude to our veterans and both those who are currently serving and those who've served before. Many relatives of mine have served in the military. I thought I was going to be serving in the military back during the war in Vietnam because my lottery number was 15, and that was a pretty low number out of 365, and so I expected that I might be going. But as it turned out, in the providence of God, the war was winding down under Richard Nixon, and so I ended up not being pulled out of college to go. I was in college. I actually went to college because I was not trying to avoid the draft. I was trying to pursue an education, and in the mercy of God, I was able to do that. My older brother, however, was serving at the time, and I'm grateful for his service to the country and grateful for the fact that God used that time in his life to help prepare him to come to the Lord. So if you're listening and like my brother, you know that your life is not where it should be in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that God will use his word to draw you back. Let me begin this evening just by addressing the subject that people have put to me before, and that is, how can a person be a follower of Jesus Christ and be a part of the military and use force and even lethal force as part of their work? I mean, that just, you know, Jesus says, turn the other cheek. And Jesus does say that. But let's look at a few passages in the New Testament and see what we learn from them. First of all, we see in the preparation for the ministry of Jesus, in John the Baptist preaching, that he was asked, what should we do, by some soldiers? Now remember, this is a prophet of God, and he's being asked this not by Jewish soldiers, but by Roman soldiers who served under idolatrous, pagan commanders. They were part of a government that was clearly idolatrous. Caesar was treated as a deity. There was going to be enormous persecution later by that corrupt government of believers. So how, if you're a Roman soldier, what do you do? What should you do if you are a soldier and you have corrupt commanders and the government is corrupt? What do you do? Well, this is what John the Baptist said as the prophet of God in preparation for Jesus' coming. We read it in Luke chapter 3. Some soldiers asked him, verse 14, "And what should we do?" He replied, "Don't extort money, and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." Wow. Now, does that really fit? I mean, shouldn't he have told them, "Well, you need to resign from the military. You can't possibly serve a corrupt government like Rome." No, that's not what he told them. He said, "Don't abuse your authority. Don't abuse your power. Don't abuse people. And be content with your pay." Wow. Don't use military force selfishly, as if because you have weapons at your disposal, it somehow now elevates you to a position where you're above the law and where you can abuse others. That's the first New Testament insight that I find about how those in the military should carry out their profession. Second passage that I think speaks to this, in Luke chapter 7. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "This man deserves to have you do this," they said, "because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Folks, I'm not going to do a full-blown sermon on this evening, but I want you to understand something. Jesus encounters a centurion who, as we said just a moment ago, had not used his military power in order to selfishly exploit others, but rather had used his position to serve others. And Jesus doesn't say to him, "You need to get out of the military. That's a bad thing to do. You're not supposed to carry weapons." Instead, Jesus healed the centurion's servant, which was what the centurion was requesting. And Jesus was amazed, not that there was a good soldier, but that this soldier understood who Jesus was and how Jesus operated as he did. Because you see, Jesus was often asked, "Where do you get the authority to do the things that you do?" But this centurion understood. He said to Jesus, "I too am a man under authority. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to this one, come, and he comes." In other words, this centurion teaches us that if you want to be in authority, you have to be under authority. And the problem with those who misuse military force is when they fail to recognize what it is to be under authority. The trouble in our government right now is with people in positions of authority who don't realize they're not king, they're not savior, they're not lord and master. They are in authority only as they are willing to submit to authority. And when our citizens and our governors and our president and our Supreme Court justices ignore the authority of God and his word, they lose their authority. They may think they're actually becoming more powerful because they think they're becoming autonomous. In the military, when you abandon the authority that is over you, you lose authority with regard to those who are supposed to be under you. Authority only works ultimately when we're submitted to God.
We hope you are blessed by Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. We would like to get to know you better and hope you will take a short survey at pastorwood.org. It will only take a minute or two. Every week, we will draw a few names from those listeners who take this survey. They will be offered a free book of their choosing that is listed at pastorwood.org. We truly hope all our listeners will take this survey. Please visit our website at pastorwood.org and take our survey today. You are listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone. And that brings us to our third passage, Romans 13. If you listen to this broadcast, you've heard this passage cited on several occasions because it addresses a number of issues that trouble people in our day. Romans chapter 13, listen. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. Now, folks, when you hear that, does that rile you up or calm you down? Does that encourage you that you're doing the right thing? Or do you chafe when you hear that? I know some people may hear that and say, well, what if the government is doing the wrong thing? What if I was in the German army and Adolf Hitler became the commander in chief? Am I supposed to round up the Jews, load them onto trains, and take them off to places where they'll be gassed and cremated? Is that really what it means to submit to authority? I'm so glad you asked that question. And the answer is absolutely not. Listen and mark this well. No one has the authority to command you to do what God forbids. And no one has the authority to forbid you doing what God commands. If the government tells you that you are to commit genocide, the answer is no. Even if you pay for doing the right thing with your life, it is better to die as a martyr because you refuse to do what a corrupt government says than it is to go ahead and blame it on your commanding officer and say, I was just doing what I was told. But folks, our government at this point in time, to the best of my knowledge, is not asking that of those who are in the military. The military force that is being used is in accordance with, and it better be in accordance with, what we read here in Romans 13, to punish evildoers. When we seek to obey those who are in authority because they are operating under God's authority, then we're doing the right thing. But if we decide, no, I don't like it, I'm going to do what I want to do, I think this is best, I will play my way, I will do what I want, then we are rebels and we deserve to be punished. But I deal with kids all the time here at Wares Valley Ranch who are in a difficult situation because some of the authorities in their life, parents, grandparents, step-parents, try to get them to lie, to steal, to engage in sexual immorality. And these kids have to learn, what does God say is right? What does God say is wrong? So that they can discern, now, is this something I'm supposed to do or something I'm not supposed to do? I know church families where parents tell their kids, if the phone's for me, tell them I'm not here. Well, now, what's a child's moral compass going to read if that's what they're being taught by their parents? Taught to lie. What should that child do? Well, the child can not answer the phone. The child can say, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to lie for you. And they might be punished by that parent. I've known it to happen. The parent thinks, you'll do whatever I tell you. But you know what? At that point, that child needs to appeal to God because God is much stronger than that parent or guardian. And if there's abuse involved, if there's physical abuse involved, that child needs to call the authorities. That child needs to report the abuse. We've had many, many cases here that have been absolutely heartbreaking. And some of you who are listening to me right now have been victims of abuse by people who claim to be in authority, by spouses, by parents, even by pastors or priests. Some of you have been abused, and you dread authority. You're very skeptical about authority. You find authority to be terrifying. But I'll tell you something. Simply because the devil has misrepresented the truth is not a reason for us to reject the truth. We need to let our minds be changed by God's word, and that's why I'm talking about this subject right now. Veterans Day is a great time to talk about this, because for all of the wonderful people who are out there faithfully and courageously serving our country and protecting our freedoms and helping to bring freedom to others, there are a lot of military families that are torn apart by violence, not just by the wounds of combat or post-traumatic stress syndrome, but there are folks whose lives have been torn apart because of domestic violence, because of substance abuse, and many of the horrible things that military families face are best described as sin. If you're in the military, if you have a loved one who's in the military, and you're really struggling right now, I want you to understand that the military can't save you, but neither can the military destroy you. God is the one who can save you, and God is the one you need to turn to. You may be a child or a teen, and you're listening to this broadcast and you say, I wish I had somebody to talk to. You can contact us toll free, 1-866-41-ABIDE. If you call that number toll free and leave your name and number, we'll have someone get in contact with you. And I'd be glad to pray for you. I'd be glad to try and talk with you. We follow up with as many calls personally as we can, and I'm always glad for the opportunity to introduce people to Jesus. I want you to understand that being in the military is a wonderful way of serving your fellow man if you do it as unto the Lord. Not as a way of selfishly getting things for you, but as a way of meeting the needs of others. The United States military has a wonderful history of having sacrificed much in order to bring freedom to others. There have been mistakes made. There have been atrocities committed. But folks, Jesus is the only one who we can go to anytime, anywhere, who will always do right. And I want to encourage those of you who are in the military right now, and those of you who are the families of our veterans, turn to Jesus. So many of the kids who come to the ranch from very difficult settings come from military families. But I'm happy to tell you also that many of the kids who graduate from the ranch have ended up pursuing a career in the military because they learn that indeed this can be a noble way of serving. You just have to know what it is to be under authority and recognize that the ultimate authority is God Himself. If you know that and you're willing to submit your life to Him, you will find that His plan for you is a wonderful plan. Now again, I want to encourage you, if you're struggling, if on this Veterans Day you've tried to celebrate, but there's been a huge ache in your heart. I've talked with so many veterans and so many families of military personnel. I know that there is enormous pain and enormous cost associated with military life. That's why I wanted on this day to say a special word of thanks to our military and to their families. But folks, don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer alone. If God puts it on your heart to reach out to some of the military families in your area, it's a great way to minister. My dad spent a number of years of his pastoral ministry running a serviceman's center. It was a place during World War II where guys in the military could come and receive refreshment, kind of like the USO, but Christian. And people came there, and in the midst of their difficulty, they met Jesus. He's alive, and He cares for you. Let Him take control of your life. Surrender to Him. We had my friend Andy Andrews on this broadcast several times in years gone by. Andy is one of the bravest men I know. He was one of those who landed at Normandy, and he was awarded numerous awards, Purple Hearts and various medals for his courage. I want you to know that Andy would call on you right now to surrender. Not to the enemy, but to the one who loves you. To the one who has a plan for you. To the one who gave his life for you. Trust in Jesus. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always tell you the truth. He did not abuse His authority, but instead He left the throne of glory and came to earth to die on a cross for you and me. You can trust Him. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And right now, He's appealing to you. Won't you surrender your life to Him? I plead with you to do it. Trust Him. Surrender your life to Him right now, right where you are. And if you do that, I'd like to hear from you. Contact us, and we'd be glad to send you some materials to help you get started in your walk with God. You can call us toll-free at 866-41-ABIDE. And right now, you can talk to God. He'll listen if you'll ask Him to save you. God bless you. Have a great night. And again, know that we are grateful to all of you who serve.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.